Blog Talk Radio.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put them phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Exclusive 25.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 18th, I think. March the 18th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have an outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, again, we have another important topic scheduled for you today. We want to talk about the title of today's message is Acting As If. As If. What's interesting, my brothers and sisters, is we're focusing on business during the noon hour, but this applies to any area, to any subject, to any discussion that's going to talk about. The way life works, one of the most important things or one of the hardest things for people to under, over, and understand is how life works. Now, the way that the world that we live in, what we see is an illusion, and what is still is real. So what you don't see is more real than what you do see. But the fact that you can't see it is the problem. Since you can't see it, it doesn't appear to us as real. And so since it doesn't appear to us as real, we don't act as if it is real. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about acting as if. Acting as if is the foundation of all success. Every successful person that I know, before they became successful, they acted like they were successful. And so when we talk about acting like that, like you're successful, you have to understand what that means, because it's one thing to say something, but it's a whole other thing to actually to put it into practice, if you will, put it into play. So when I say acting as if, what do I mean? Like right now, what you are doing, you believe is not an act, even though it is an act. So when you go to work, are you actually engaged in what you do? If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that what you are doing at work is you are act, You are a character in a play. For example, when I was a police officer, I put on a badge, I put on a uniform, and I played the role. I played the character. I was acting as if I was a police officer. But once I got home, I put on another hat, and I start playing another role. And I was acting as if, you know, I was a father. Before that, I was acting as if I was a brother, you know. We all have different roles that we play every day. The problem is we don't see it as such. We don't really look at what we do as acting. We don't see ourselves as being, you know, characters or actors in a play. If you did, your life would totally change, because then you are the director and you are the star of your own play. You can write any script you want, and you settle for the script that you're playing. So my question to you today is, why did you sign up for the role that you're starring in right now? I don't understand. So you can write any script. You're the director. But before you can direct, you got to write. Now, that's the problem. Nobody taught you how to write the script. Nobody taught me how to write my own script. And I'm sure if I'm a betting man, nobody taught you how to write your script. So the first thing, before you can write a script, you got to know how to write. So we don't know how to write our own script because we wasn't taught. So today, I need to make sure that you understand how to write your own script. The way that you write your own script is with your thoughts. So your thoughts are your script. So you don't write them down on paper. Now you can, but you don't have to. People write down stuff, but you do not have to. That's great if you do. God bless you. That is awesome. But you don't have to. It helps, but it's not a requirement. What's more important, my brothers and sisters, is how you think before you write. So you are thinking, but you don't know that you are thinking and that you are writing. What does that mean? That means the act of thinking is the act of creating. So you create what you think, and once you write it down, that's you. You are the actor. You are the star of the show. So this is your script. So now I'm suggesting, and I'm multitasking, as you guys can see. You know, I'm doing my show today. I'm on the road. So when you think, those thoughts, whether you write them down or not, become your reality. So if you are writing a script, why not make it the best script? I mean, and if you are in a script and you're playing a role and you don't like that role, this is what blows me away. People tell me that I can't change my script. Really, I've changed my script I don't know how many times. Everybody's telling me what I can't do while I'm doing it. Blows my mind. They say, man, Brother Will, man, you can't do that. You can't buy a house with no credit. But I live in a house and I bought that house with no credit. Now, the traditional way is the preferred way. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, if you got the wherewithal to buy a house, why go through all of the headache? I had to write my own contract. I had to take it down to the courthouse. I had to record it. I had to get, you know, a closing company to actually carry it. So it took a lot of work to actually write my own real estate contract and to do a all-inclusive trust deed, an AITD. You know, same thing with cars, relationships. So I do stuff non-traditionally. Now, if I was a multi-billionaire, would I do that? No. But I'm not. So I bloom where I plant it. So I take what God given me and I use it. If I got lemons, I make lemonade. If I got oranges, I make orange juice. If I got apples, I'm drinking apple juice. I'm not tripping about what I provided. Wherever I land at, that's where I'm going to bloom at. And so it's important for you, brothers and sisters, start where you are, but then rewrite the script. Don't stay there. So you're starting at the bottom. Remember that song? Starting at the bottom, now we're here. Same thing applies. Regardless of where you start at, brothers and sisters, the most important thing is not where you start, is where you end up. So the process, again, of creating is acting as if. So if you want to be a millionaire, if you want to be a pilot, if you want to be a medical doctor, but you don't have the money to be in med school, you know what you do? This is what I did. I wanted to be a real estate investor. I was 21. I was stationed in San Diego, California. I was a Marine. So Marines are not real estate investors. That's what they told me. So while I was a Marine, I acted as if I was a real estate investor. So I hooked up with a guy named Nick. He had a convertible Bentley. First time, 21. Now remember, 21, I'm from Podunk, Texas. Born in Forrester, Texas. Mom died. Moved to Richmond, hanging out with my dad. Dad said, boy, I don't want you here. So I moved in with a lady named Emma Shorts. Emma Jean, hung out with her. She had a son named Ennis, another son named Anthony. We called him Pap. We ran the streets of Richmond, walked around. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Used to go steal Snickers from Love's, and that's my meal every day. If it wasn't for Lamar, I wouldn't have ate. So I went to school to eat. We didn't have no, I didn't take up no baths at home. We had a metal tub. So I took baths at school. I came from nothing. And I'm riding around in a convertible Bentley in San Diego, California at 21. We went to a city called Cardiff by the Sea. And we went to Lemon Grove, Santee. You can go to Google and you can type all these cities in. Those are all the places where I own property at. Now, the thing that blew me away was the fact that it was a co-op. So I was a part owner in a business co-op. And I did this living with my family. And I was, while everybody else was out blowing money, I was investing my money. Now, don't get me wrong. I was blowing money, too. But I was learning. But how did I start doing it? I had a thought. Everything started with a thought. And that thought told me to act as if I was a real estate investor. So I don't know how real estate investors act. How do they act? I didn't know. So what did I do? I paid $800. I went to a Tom Vu seminar. I paid the next weekend or the next month, I paid $600. I went to a Wade Cook seminar. Again, these are all people you can look up on Google. Then the thing that put me over the top, I went to a Robert Allen seminar. $1,500, 21 years old, working. I was a full-time Marine. I was working at night as a manager for a Taco Bell restaurant in San Diego in a city called Point Loma. So I worked at night, and then I was a Marine during the day, and then I was a real estate investor on the weekend. How did I know how to be a real estate investor? I paid somebody money to teach me how to be one. And they taught me what they know. And then I started implementing. I just didn't take it and then just went home and started watching TV. I started acting like them. So you want to be a fitness guru. Okay, find a fitness guru. Follow him or her around. Whatever they do, you do the same thing. You act as if. Now, you're not a fitness guru. You could be 500 pounds. It doesn't matter. You got to bloom where you plant it. Rome wasn't built today. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. The goal, brothers and sisters, is I don't care where you are. Where you are is irrelevant. Where do you want to go? Just answer that question. Where do you want to go? So if you're in a relationship and you want to be there, okay, what relationship that you want to be in? Whatever that relationship that you want to be in, act like you're in it. You don't know how to act? Okay, find somebody who's in, okay, if I want to be married to a movie star. Okay, I don't know no movie stars. So I got to find somebody that act, walk, carry themselves like a movie star. So if I want to move up into the Kim Kardashian range or somebody, I don't know if that's a movie star, whatever your definition of a successful movie star is, the point of tonight's or today's message is this, brothers and sisters, is that stop acting where you are. Everybody know where you are. Okay, that's great. You've plateaued. You are already a successful blank. Whatever that is, whatever you're doing right now, you've been doing that for how long? 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? Some people are. They've been doing the same thing for 20 years. Change almost every week. I'm doing something else. I change jobs so many times, I get confused sometimes. Sometimes I actually drive to the wrong job. I mean, I don't know. I don't work here no more. What am I doing here? And I don't recommend you change as much as I do. But what I do recommend is that, I don't know, man. This is the only life you got, to my knowledge. Brothers and sisters, live. Why y'all watching reality TV? I make my own reality TV. My life is a reality show. You think I'm going to sit around and watch the Basketball Wives? You want to watch a reality show? Come hang out with me. My life is a freaking reality show. I guarantee you won't be bored. You will be entertained. You can ask my brothers and sisters. They knew when Willie was around, that fool was going to be cracking jokes. He's going to say something stupid. He's a pest. My poor sister Brenda, man, I used to harass her all the time when we was little kids. She said, boy, go somewhere with all that. I was always playing. That was just me. To this day, I still do the same thing. I'm just a big kid. I just never grew up. Everybody else is saying, everybody telling me, man, we're going to grow up. I'm not growing up. I'm sorry, man. I refuse to be an adult. I'm a big kid. I'm acting as if. When you first begin any endeavor, if you believe yourself to be being, in other words, behaving comes from the word behavior. Behaving and behavior are the same thing. My advice to anybody listening to this show, what are you behaving like? What is your behavior like? If your behavior is not conducive to where you are going, then you will never get there. People tell me, Brother Will, I am going to be a business owner. I look at their behavior. I look at what they are behaving. I look at what they are being, and it doesn't match. It doesn't match. I know that they'll never get there. Now, if you hire me as your life coach, I'm going to tell you. But if not, I'm just going to say, okay, brother, yeah, God bless you. I know that you're not going to make it. Women tell me all the time, they're in a bad relationship, and they tell me, I'm leaving this fool. You don't even know. Really? Okay, let me watch your behavior. Okay, you go home. Your man come home. Woman with about 40. Oh, okay, here it is, honey. You tripping over yourself. You stumbling. You falling down trying to get this man that you say you leaving, but you treat him like a god, but you leaving him. Hate his guts. Talk about him to all your girlfriends behind his back, but yet you will break your neck trying to get his plate when he comes home. If you leaving him, why you treating him like you? Your behavior, your being. Now, remember, being is a mental disposition. We are human beings. Really, we're spiritual beings, but for the sake of argument, we're human beings. So we are human beings that are engaging in this life. So you're not a human doing. You're a human being. So therefore, what you be in your head is what you do in your life. Change what you be in your head, you change what you do in your life. But nobody knows how to do that. Everybody say do it. You know anybody that got the now? I got an entire book that tells you how to do it. How to restructure the brain. You want to change how you are being? You want to change your behavior? I triple dare you to read that book. You know why you want you know? And I'm not talking to anybody. You know, that's just the way I talk. I'm not saying you personally. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is don't lie to yourself. You can lie to other people, but two things you can't do. You can't lie to yourself. You can't lie to God. You can lie to me. I'm nobody. I'm not going to put you in jail. I'm not going to do nothing. I can't do nothing. But brothers and sisters, if you like your man and he treats you like trash, but you like him, why are you lying to everybody and trying to save face? It's okay. Your definition of love may be flawed, but that's your definition of love. But if you want to change it, then you need to email me or you need to call me. But if you don't want to change it, if you believe that it's okay for your man to beat you, knock your teeth out, drag you by the top of your head, but that's your definition of love because that's what you saw growing up. Now, my normal, and this is what I'm working on, and this is an example for you. My normal is flawed. See, I grew up in risk, and I grew up in stress. And so for me, my normal is off. I've been working on this for a long time. I ain't there yet. Oh, I got a whole lot better, but I got a long way to go. So everybody else, they get to a stable, peaceful environment. They get a job. They get on their job. People start liking them. They get promoted. They buy a house. They get a car. They pay their bills on time. Things is good. For me, that's bad. Anytime I get into a stable environment, I self-destruct. Been doing it for 50 years. And when I saw the cycle, it just blew me away. Because every year around my birthday, I'm either unemployed, I'm in deep debt, damn near homeless. Every year, I got a cycle. Every year, the last 2 years was the first time that I broke that cycle. But how did I break the cycle, brothers and sisters? How did I break it? I became aware of it. If you're not aware of how you live, how you are behaving, how you be, then you can't change it. People would tell me all the time, man, my poor ex-wife, all I can do is apologize. I can't go back and change the time. I can't, I didn't know. That's all I know. You can't do better if you don't know better. When you know better, you can do better. So when I started examining my life, I realized that, hey, you know what? I'm over here telling women why you staying in this bad relationship, because your definition, your mom was abused and you watched, she stayed with your dad. And so you stay with your man because you say, well, you know, once I get married, that's it. You know, till death do us part, I can't get a divorce. I can't, really? No doubt that, you know, now I understand, you know, if you're a biblical person, you want to get the biblical reasons. But if your man is beating you, I put all my check on the fact that he's probably cheating too. So, okay, that's morality issue. So, okay, you can divorce him. No, but you don't understand, you know, I love him. Okay, that's great. But as long as you are aware, brothers and sisters, live your life with your eyes wide open, not wide shut. Don't lie to yourself and live in no dream world. And at the end of your life, you're going to wake up and you're going to be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. And you're going to look and you're going to be like, where did my life go? Because you was an actor in a play. You said you haven't lived yet. I tell my son, BJ. BJ, if you're listening, man, I love you, man. I tell my son just started living this year. He and BJ is almost 30 years old. He said, Dad, I saw all the mistakes you made in your life. And I said, hell no, I don't want none of that. So he's been sitting on the sideline, never owned a car, never had his own apartment, never had a girlfriend, never had a job, never did. He said he didn't want to. He told me, Dad, I don't want to live. I said, BJ, what do you mean? He said that life, the way you live your life, put a bad taste in my mouth. He said, that's because that was fun for me. And so my definition of fun is flawed. My definition of fun is chaos. Why? I lived in chaos. I grew up since I was 13 with no structure. I had no stability. Hell, I bounced from house to house. I slept with Imogene 1 week. Then I was over somebody else's house the next week. Then I was over somebody else's house. I bounced around. And so I didn't have structure. So not having structure is structure for me. Now that I'm aware of it, guess what? I changed it. So for the last 7 years in my life, I've had structure. How? How did I change it? By just acknowledging my behavior and making a conscious decision to act. I decided to act as if I had structure. And the mere fact of acting as if draws it to you. So let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. You want to be a millionaire, act as if you already are a millionaire. You don't have a dime. I don't care. Put your wrinkled jeans on. Millionaires, you know, it's one thing I mean, when I came back from Japan, I didn't own no blue jeans, none. Because I had read all the Thinking Grow Rich books and stuff and all the rich guys, and they, you know, they wore suits. So I said to myself, I will never wear a pair of blue jeans again. And so that's what I did. I always wore a suit. I was going to Walmart. I would get up, get dressed, and put on a suit. People looked at me like I was crazy. And, you know, that did change my life. Changed my life because I acted like I had money and I didn't have a dime, but nobody could tell. And so everybody started hanging around with me, and they wanted to say, hey, Doc, where you going? So I had a brand new, off the showroom floor, I had a brand new Hyundai. Took that brand new Hyundai and I traded it in on a used Mercedes. Man, my wife at the time, now ex-wife, thought I was crazy. She said, let me get this right. You traded in a brand new Hyundai Sonata for a used Mercedes Benz. It was a 190E. First Mercedes I ever owned. I said, yep. That changed my life. Why? That was my definition of success. So my question to you, brothers and sisters, how did that make me feel? Now, I talk about Joe Girard. There's a book. He's the number one salesman in the entire state, like 5 years running for New York. He was the number one salesman in the state of New York. This was back in the 90s, and he wrote a book called, what was it called? Number One Sales, something about sales, and his name was Joe Girard. And this was his secret to success. Joe Girard said he would go to work, and he was in cars. He was a car dealer, a car salesman. He would go to work, and he would put a $1,000 bill in his front pocket, and he never spent it. And he said the reason he put that $1,000 bill in his pocket before he went to work, because of how it made him feel. That $1,000 bill in his front pocket made him feel as if he was rich and he didn't have a dime. But because he did that, that feeling attracted more feeling. He walked around, he had a pep in his step, he was happy to be at work, he was bubbly, he was upbeat, he was excited, and that made him feel successful, even though he wasn't successful. And so the goal of life is act as if you are blank, even though you are not blank. So whatever it is that you want to be, if you're single and you want to be married, act as are married. Buy yourself a ring, put it on your finger. If you want to be married, carry yourself as will do what married men and married people do. Guess what? You will be married. That's how the brain works. I don't know why the brain works like that, but according to science, the brain doesn't know the difference between fiction and reality. This is the strangest thing since sliced bread. That doesn't make sense to me. So when I go to a scary movie, even though I paid $7 for the ticket, I know that the screen, I know that it's a movie because I got popcorn in my hand. I'm watching the screen, and I'm watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 13, or however many of them there are. And I know Jason's going to come out with that chainsaw and start sawing up people. But yet, I still jump. I'm still afraid. Why? I know I'm not in no harm's danger. Last night, I was watching the movie Gattaca with Halle Berry. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. Crazy movie. And I'm jumping. I'm watching the movie. You know how you talk to the screen when the movie's on? Girl, run, run. And you know, you're like, why am I yelling at the screen? And, you know, and it's like, you know it's a movie. And you know that, oh, girl, nothing's going to happen because it's a movie. But yet, your emotions, you have an emotional response. Why? The brain doesn't know it's not real. So if you don't remember nothing else today, remember this. Your brain responds to images as if they are real. Your brain responds to thoughts as if they are real. So if you think there is a lion chasing you, the brain will produce the chemicals as if the lion is chasing you. Let me say that again. I'm almost done. I got to make sure you understand this. This is the most important point of the whole message. This concept changed my life. So every time I'm in a situation that I don't like, I don't acknowledge the situation. I never focus on problems. Man, this jobs, you know, this really bothers women. Women don't like men who ignore problems. I don't know why. I mean, I know why, because it makes it, you think that the guy is disinterested or insensitive. That's what I was taught. I mean, that's what I was told. In my current relationship, you know, Dee, my wife, she sometimes says, you know, babe, well, you don't care. You don't seem like you are emotionally here. No, I'm not emotionally invested in no problems. I don't put no emotion into no bills. The bill come, I put it, I got a little folder for bills. When that bill is due, that's the only thing I focus on is the due date. When the due date's coming, the day of or the day before, I pay it. She said, well, why don't you pay it earlier than that? Because then I'm acknowledging that. Now, this is my way of thinking. It works for me. Come up with your own way of thinking. Bills exist, but I ain't trying to give them no life. Them suckers are on life support. Why? I'm trying to get rid of them bills. I don't like bills. I want to keep my money in my pocket. So what do I put all my energy into? Putting money in my pocket. So guess what? Money comes into my pocket. Every morning I wake up, I check my PayPal account. Guess what was in there? Money. I didn't do nothing last night but sleep. Money was in my PayPal account. Why? I set it up that way. Why? I started acting as if. What I did is I found somebody who had a successful business online, and I paid this individual $500 a month to teach me to do what I'm doing right now. And you guys have heard me talk. She was my life coach. Her name is Kama Anku. You can go to Facebook or you can go Google her name. Now she's in Hollywood. She lives on Rodeo Drive. When I met her, she was a stripper at night. And she was going to Princeton, or not Princeton, whatever that, some big wig college in California during the day. Let me make sure you understand what I just said, brothers and sisters. I hope she don't mind me putting her air on her dirty laundry. But Kama wasn't even from this country. Came over to America. I don't even know if she can speak the language. Now she's living in Hollywood, post up with pictures of her and Tyrese and Denzel Washington and so on and so forth, because she acted as if. She didn't let the fact, and then she taught me the same thing, and I'm teaching you the same thing. And what I'm sharing with you, brother and sisters, works. Some people call it the law of attraction. Some people call it the secret. They took all this from the Bible. I call it the Bible, because the Bible says, whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive. The Bible says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's the same thing I'm saying. Whatever you think you are, that's what you become. So why don't you think something great? So think of yourself. I don't care where you are. I understand where you are. Don't get it wrong. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I understand where you are. I acknowledge where you are. Now, we got that settled. Everybody know where you are. Okay, you are blank. But you want to be, you at A, but you want to be B. Okay, now we know that we are at A. We don't have to give A any energy. We are already at A. We have achieved A. The goal is accomplished. Why are you still feeding A? Let's go to B. Because A is successful. We've done A. Now we can go on and move to B. So all of your time, all of your thoughts, all of your energy should be on B. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. I want to be B. So I'm acting as if I am B today, even though I'm A. I don't know why it works, other than the fact that the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. You know, faith is acting as if. That's faith. Believing is acting as if. So I believe something, so you act as if it's there. Hope is acting as if. I'm hoping for a job. I don't got a job, but I'm hoping for one. That's faith. That's believism. That's acting as if. That's the same thing I'm saying. It's no different than what the Bible says. Now, people say they call it the secret. They call it think and grow rich. They call it the law of attraction. Nah, homeboy, homegirl, that's the Bible. That's Helios Biblios 101, faith. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. That's faith. So brothers and sisters, in closing, it is my prayer that today, starting today, act as if you are a millionaire. How do millionaires act? I don't know. Find a millionaire, study him, and then you carry yourself. You have the same vibe. You don't do what he do, but you have the same energy that he has. Look at what Mark Cuban does. You know, Mark Cuban does more in the first hour of his day than most people do the entire day. That's what millionaires do. You know, millionaires get stuff done. I've been fortunate to have three millionaires that I personally know and I personally work with, and one that I consider my life coach right now. Got a meeting with him today. So we meet once a week, and he tells me, Doc, you're getting ready to blow up, man. People going to call you, Doc. You know why? Because you got answers to church folks' problems. All you got to do is change your demographics. So I've been doing what he's suggesting, and guess what? More money is coming into my PayPal account. I get more calls. I got more clients. Why? He's done. He's already been where I'm trying to go. So I would be an idiot to take advice from somebody who hasn't been where I want to go. So find somebody who is doing what you are doing, who's being what you want to be, who has the behavior that you want to have. If you are overweight, don't hang out with other people that are overweight. No disrespect. They happy. They don't want to go. They don't want to be thin. But if you are overweight and you want to be thin, hang out with people that want to be thin too. If you are married and you want to stay married, why are you hanging out with single people? If you're married and you want to stay married, you want to hang out with other people that are married. And you want to act as if you are married. If you're married and you want to be single, that's another story. You continue to do what you do. So my brothers and my sisters, again, act as if. That is the key to getting to the next level. Act as if. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. All of today's information is inside of my book. The book, first book that I wrote actually about 25 years ago, the title of that book is The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Again, I wrote that book while I was homeless. My family was living in public housing in San Antonio called Westway. I was sleeping. I had just cheated on my wife. She felt sorry for me because I was sleeping in my car. She took me back and said, you can sleep in the closet. I wrote that book while having heart palpitations, and man, wow. I'm writing a book about money, and I was going downtown to Sam's Shelter getting food, and I was going downtown to donate blood plasma, making $40 a week, and I'm writing a book about money. Wow, craziest thing. God has a sense of humor, I tell you. whatever you say that you ain't going to do, that's what you're going to do. Brothers and sisters, the way God works is a cookie blower. All of your strength, you're going to do the exact opposite. Whatever you are the weakest in, that is your gift. I am a very weak writer. And I am very, 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 very weak in the area of money. And those are the two things that I talk about. Those are two things that God uses me in. In the area, I got 50 books. I don't even know how. Just finished another book today, 51. Published it. And money flows. People get mad and they get angry. Because I don't have a 9-to-5. The grace of God. And my attention to what he tells me to do. Now remember, you either been led, and you either leading God by the Holy Spirit, or you manipulated and controlled by the unholy spirit. That's it. My brothers and sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.